sanctions against Moscow are set to be putting at risk certain EU members. The German economy is facing a 25% drop in exports to Russia this year. The decline in exports to Russia has already totaled 2.8 billion euro, prompting German businesses trading in Eastern Europe to complain about the consequences of the penalties imposed on Russia. Earlier this week, German Chancellor Angela Merkel admitted that the Ukrainian crisis has already taken its toll on Europe's biggest economy, stressing that Germany is particularly interested in patching up relations with Russia.
All right, let's discuss these issues. Joining us live on the phone from Zurich is Enzo Caputo. He's a lawyer with SwissBankingLawyers.com. Mr. Caputo, thank you very much for being with us.
Hello, hello, sir. It's a great pleasure.
It's a great pleasure to us, too. So, basically, it's a stereotype that Switzerland is neutral. Why is it not being neutral in this case?
First of all, I want to underline that Switzerland has not copied the sanctions from the European Union one-to-one. The European Union has frozen bank accounts. Switzerland has not frozen bank accounts. Switzerland's target is to show to the European Union that Switzerland does not tolerate that Russia can circumvent the sanctions through Swiss territory. Switzerland has to prove to the European Union to not take advantage out of the crisis or advantage out of the sanctions, permitting Russia to circumvent the sanctions of the European Union. For five Russian banks, the access to Swiss capital markets will be subject to a specific permit. Affected are the five banks: Sberbank, VTB Bank, Gazprom Bank, Vanessa-Scon Bank, and Russell-Cotts Bank. The trading with existing bonds instruments will be subject to a permit if the volumes are important and exceeding average volumes achieved within the last 3 years. Otherwise, there is no need of a permit. An authorization for the issuance of new bonds will be issued only if the issuing amount is not significantly higher than in the previous 3 years. The European Union has banned the trading with bonds completely. Switzerland has not. Therefore, Switzerland has not blindly implemented the EU sanctions, but increased the sanctions in terms of a case-by-case decision with the permit. The new sanctions entered into force yesterday, 17th of August, at 6 p.m.
So you're saying, Mr. Caputo, that basically Switzerland has become a hostage of the whole situation, of the whole antagonism between the EU and Russia. And in order not to, antagonize itself with the EU, it is doing this.
Switzerland is performing a sort of a borderline strategy. On the one hand, Switzerland has to respect the European Union sanctions and avoid to be accused to help Russia circumventing the sanctions. On the other hand, Switzerland has not copied the EU sanctions at all and has introduced a permit allowing a case-by-case approval.
All right, so you're saying at the moment that basically Russian capital assets in Swiss banks, that they're safe, they've not been frozen, they're not going to be affected.
Exactly. Not one account is frozen. Contrary to what has happened in the EU, Switzerland has not frozen accounts. The European Union has frozen accounts, but Switzerland has not, and according to my opinion, will not freeze one sole account. 95 individuals and 23 legal entities are listed on the blacklist. Swiss banks cannot initiate new businesses relationship with the blacklisted individuals and companies. Existing business relationships must be reported to SECO, S-E-C-O. But there is a loophole in the law entered in force yesterday at 6 p.m. Increasing business with blacklisted individuals and companies are not subject to any reporting. When the Swiss authorities, in particular case SECO, has blacklisted individuals with close ties to Vladimir Putin, SECO was very hard attacked by the Swiss opinion leaders and by the Swiss press.
Mr. Caputo, do you think that there would be there will be further sanctions from Switzerland, or that's pretty much it?
These cannot be excluded because, as said before, Switzerland is following a borderline strategy. Officially, Switzerland has copied the identical blacklist with 95 individuals and 23 companies. On the other hand, Switzerland has not implemented the sanctions at all because there is not one account of a Russian client frozen. Switzerland has introduced that a transaction which can be affected by the sanction has to be subject to a permit, that you have applied for a permit. Switzerland can consider each transaction on a case-by-case basis. Switzerland can decide on a case-by-case basis and can tolerate exceptions. The five Russian banks can continue their business as usual. If there is a big transaction, the Russian banks have to ask for a permit, and I'm pretty sure that such permits are granted without substantial complication. Their access to Swiss capital markets remains ensured.
All right. Thank you very much for those comments and for your time, Mr. Enzo Caputo, lawyer with SwissBankingLawyers.com.